Good morning once again, Dan Rivers, News Radio 570 WKBN. On our newsmaker line this morning, the former Israel mayor, David Rubin. He is on our line here today, and hardly a day goes by that we don't hear about some kind of a terrorist attack around the world. Mr. Mayor, you were involved in a terror attack, you and your son. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My 3-year-old son and I were coming back from Jerusalem. I was driving my car, and my son was sitting behind me in the baby seat. And we're driving home from Jerusalem to my home in Shiloh. And about halfway home, the car was ambushed by Islamic terrorists who were perched on the side of the road with AK-47 assault rifles. And the car went completely dead when the bullets hit. I was shot in the leg. My son, we later discovered, was shot in the head. And we discovered that the bullet had gone into his head where the skull meets with the neck, causing a skull fracture and internal bleeding in the cerebellum. And actually, the bullet that went into his head missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter.
Oh, my gosh.
So the car was completely dead. I couldn't get it to start, and the terrorist is still shooting. Blood is pouring out of my leg. Anyhow, eventually the car started. Almost miraculously, the car started. I mean, I couldn't get it to start. It started on its own, practically. And I got to an ambulance at the next community up the road, but it was not easy. It was not easy, but thank God we're both alive and well today.
But that's the good news here. But these attacks that occur, you know, obviously would have a lasting effect on you, and you probably are always nervous driving. Were you particularly attacked yourself? Were you targeted?
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, I was the mayor of Shiloh the year before that, but I really don't think that is why they were shooting at my car. I have no reason, no evidence to believe that, especially since the terrorists were caught afterwards, and there was no evidence that they were aiming at me because I was the mayor of Shiloh. Mm-hmm. However, they definitely were aiming at the car because I am an Israeli Jew. You know, Jewish Israelis have different license plates than the Muslims in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank. And the reason why we have different license plates is because the Palestinian Authority, when it was created in the 1990s, they insisted on being able to issue their own license plates, their Palestine license plates, you know, with a little P on it.
Sure.
And that's why they have separate license plates. And then they use that fact that we have different license plates to attack Jewish Israelis. You know, it's very obvious. The Palestinian cars, you see them driving carefree with wide open windows, and the Jewish cars are like fortresses. You know, everyone's afraid that they're going to be attacked, that they're going to be shooting attacks on the roads.
Yeah. All right, we're talking with former Israeli mayor David Rubin. He was the mayor of Shiloh. He was attacked in a van attack, or in an attack by AK-47s. I want to reflect back on the van attack that occurred in London. And in this case, it appears that Muslims were targeted. Has this occurred in Israel much, where the Israelis have turned on Muslims because of the attacks?
No. In the last 20 years, there have been maybe 2 or 3 attacks by Israelis against Palestinians, and that's the extent of it. I mean, it's so rare, and so when this happened in London, where, you know, this guy with the van imitated standard, what has become a standard Islamic technique for attacking non-Muslims, when he did that, so, you know, it got a lot of attention. But the truth is, it's the wrong way to go about responding to terrorism, and you know, hopefully won't see, there won't be too many of those, because it really doesn't help anything. It's obviously the authorities that need to handle things. There are police, there's an army, and they know how to respond to the terrorism, at least on a military level or on a crime level.
David, what about others? You think that they will learn of this van attack and they might conclude that they would take matters into their own hands and go after Muslims?
Well, as I said, there may be some. I mean, in Israel, there have hardly been any. Look, hopefully they'll draw the right conclusions. I mean, I was also, as I already described, I was wounded by the terrorists. My three-year-old son, you know, was put in very serious condition by that shooting attack by the terrorists. And, you know, the truth is, after the attack, I could have taken those terrorists, lined them up against the wall, and shot all of them myself. That's how angry I was.
Yeah, sure.
But I didn't continue with the anger. I took that and I turned it into good. I started the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children in the biblical heartland of Israel. So, you know, I say, you know, take that anger, which is natural and understandable, take that frustration and turn it into something good that will do the opposite of what the terrorists intended.
Mm-hmm. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh Israel, founder of the president of Shiloh Israel's Children's Fund, established after he and his son were wounded by the Islamic terrorists. And he is the author of five books, including The Islamic Tsunami and Peace for Peace. And if you want to see his website, it's davidrubinisrael.com, davidrubinisrael.com. David, what are your thoughts here about the step up here now of terrorist attacks here? Is there things that you have been able to do in Israel which has mitigated some of the attacks, because the attacks seem to be on the West now?
Oh, clearly. And I, you know, I think there are going to be attempts after that, you know, what could only be called a revenge attack, you know, what just happened in London. After that, I think there are going to be attempts to reduce the focus on the Islamic terrorism and on the Islamic jihadist ideology, and I think that would be a tragic mistake. You know, in Israel, we've had so many attacks like that, and you know, not just the shooting attacks, and not just you know, there've also been rock attacks at people's cars. You know, there's a 5-month-old baby in my community that was hit with a boulder in the head that was thrown by young terrorists on the side of the road. And all those attacks, including the van, it's had several of those in Jerusalem, those kinds of attacks. We even had a tractor attack. There was a Muslim construction worker riding a tractor in the streets of Jerusalem, and he just took that tractor and he suddenly went berserk and started ramming into cars and attacking people in the street and killing a baby who was in his carriage.
One final question. I have to go, and you do too, Mr. Mayor, but I'm going to Washington next week to talk about immigration reform. What would you say about Israel's fences? Do they work?
Oh yes, well, it's clear that fences do make good neighbors, and especially from a security perspective, there is definitely a need to build fences. But I always say, if you want to protect people, build the fence around the enemy. Build the fence around those who you're trying to protect yourselves from. Don't put it around yourself.
One final question. You have a large Arab population in Israel. Do most Arabs live peacefully in Israel?
Well, I would say most Arabs do live peacefully, but look, most of the Arabs are Muslims, and You have to remember, there is a problem with this jihadist, which means holy war. Jihad means holy war against all non-Muslims. And you have to realize that there is a problem with that ideology. And so certainly it's not fair to say that every Muslim is a terrorist or supports terrorism, but it is fair to say that virtually every terrorist attack in the world today, and certainly in Israel, has been carried out by a Muslim.
Sir, thank you for telling us.
An accident. You have to look at the reality.
Yeah, I appreciate your story. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, founder and president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, established after he and his son were wounded by Islamic terrorists. Rubin, author of 5 books, including The Islamic Tsunami, Peace for Peace, and you can find his website, davidrubinisrael.com. Mr. Mayor, I thank you for the 10 minutes you have given us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. David Rubin, mayor of Israel. All right, Israeli mayor, I should say. I'm Dan Rivers. More coming up on News Radio 570 WKBN.